2. The Primary Nebular Stage. All evolutionary material creations are born of circular and gaseous nebulae, and all such primary nebulae are circular throughout the early part of their gaseous existence. As they grow older, they usually become spiral, and when their function of sun formation has run its course, they often terminate as clusters of stars or as enormous suns, surrounded by a varying number of planets, satellites, and smaller groups of matter, in many ways resembling your own diminutive solar system. 800 billion years ago, the Andronovar creation was well established as one of the magnificent primary nebulae of Orbontan. As the astronomers of nearby universes looked out upon this phenomenon of space, they saw very little to attract their attention. Gravity estimates made in adjacent creations indicated that space materializations were taking place in the Andronovar regions, but that was all. 700 billion years ago, the Andronovar system was assuming gigantic proportions, and additional physical controllers were dispatched to 9 surrounding material creations to afford support and supply cooperation to the power centers of this new material system, which was so rapidly evolving. At this distant date, all of the material bequeathed to the subsequent creations was held within the confines of this gigantic space wheel, which continued ever to whirl and, after reaching its maximum of diameter, to whirl faster and faster as it continued to condense and contract. 600 billion years ago, the height of the Andronovar energy mobilization period was attained. The nebula had acquired its maximum of mass. At this time, it was a gigantic circular gas cloud, in shape somewhat like a flattened spheroid. This was the early period of differential mass formation and varying revolutionary velocity. Gravity and other influences were about to begin their work of converting space gases into organized matter.